Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Always fun, crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Got to start Timberwolves, I guess, huh?
Jeez. Oh yeah. Ooh. I'm confused. I got to admit, I'm confused. You get one day off before this game, and you get 3 days off before the next game. But what do we got? We got a hip-hop concert at Target Center on Thursday or something. What are they? I suppose it's for TV. I remember, used to always do this in the first round. But the second, after the first round, when there's fewer series, they seem to have a better rhythm about them. But I guess the fact that they had to wait to have a couple of them finish had something to do with it. But I got to admit, I was at the Twins game, and then I was had to do some grandfather duty as far as hockey was concerned. So I was a radio guy, which is not bad at all.
No,
when you get to listen to Alan Horton, and now they got Jim Pete in there, and Jim Pete does a very good job of realizing that this is Horton's operation, right?
Yes,
and he knows when to speak and stuff like that, which is a talent. And but they were great. Horton was fantastic in the fourth quarter when the Nas was going crazy, and but I had her taped, so I watched some of it Saturday night, but I watched all of it last night. I had nothing to do last night, and that second half was a war, man. It was the first half was ugly.
Yep.
I guess, you know, I didn't watch the first half as closely. I mean, if Ant hadn't gotten, 25 of the 42 or so, 25 of the 40?
Yep.
44-40, you're not going to see that again. But the second half was great, man. It was fantastic. The way they played, but the battle. And Jokic was good. I mean, it wasn't like they got Jokic on a terrible night or anything. He only got 7 rebounds, though. That's you're taking a lot of that away from him with Gobert, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They make good players have a very hard time playing against them.
Yeah.
It's not the player's bad.
Yeah. And what they really did well was, because of Gobert, they could take away that, you know, he gets the ball up there and makes that little pass for the dunk and stuff like Aaron Gordon all the time. And I think there's only one of those, maybe, last night. They took that.
Well, the Gobert one that he took away.
Intercepted, yeah. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. They give a battle. It's He gets to run over you with his big old shoulder there. They usually give him one good bump, right?
Yes.
He gets one good bump, yes. And then if he keeps doing it, they might call a foul on him. But I know everybody was all upset at the officiating. I didn't see the big problem, really. I don't think they got shortchanged.
The tech on Ant was the one that I thought was stupid.
It was just stupid, and they rescinded it today. But it was stupid, but it was not like game-changing or anything like that. It's only one free throw. And you got to give Reggie Miller credit. He was all in on the stupidity of it. He yelled out the name of the official. He's Courtney. Yeah. I think Courtney.
You can't call that.
Can't call that. And then he pointed out that Jamal did the guns after he made that three-pointer with and got the foul.
Which, by the way, I'm fine with.
Yeah.
Just let him do what,
yeah,
you know.
He's laying on the floor. Who
unless
cares?
You, like, step on the guy.
Yeah, or, you know, you get in his face. It wasn't like Ant got in his face. You know, I mean, it's, if you get up and, you know, like the bad boys used to do, knock you down and step over you and nobody call anything.
Yep.
But, it was great. And it'll be a battle. This whole thing will be a battle. Now, what are we to make of Jaden McDaniels scoring 0 points? Is he took about four shots, maybe? I don't know. I forgot to look at the box.
Yeah, the incredible thing is I think he was a plus 14 because his defense was so good.
Well, he chased Murray. I think that was a changeup that they threw at him. They threw at them having him guard Murray as much as he did, including full court a couple of times. And, I mean, they don't stick the same guy on people all the time.
Right.
But, and Alexander Walker comes in and guards Murray, too. But, it'll be good. We got to remember that these guys, they had all the trouble in the world with the Lakers. They beat them in five, but they led for 31 minutes in the series or something? Something goofy.
And they trailed by something like 9 or 10 points in every game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't beat up on them.
The Lakers are not as good as the Timberwolves. And they're older and Davis is all beat up. And, they don't have the depth that the Timberwolves do. It is interesting. The modern depth in the NBA is like if you got eight guys, if you got eight guys you trust, that's depth. Mm-hmm. Now, especially at this time of year, because some of these teams are Phoenix. They played six guys basically when they played them. But this is another thing I love is this theory that where's the Joker from? What country? Siberia? No, I mean
Serbian. Hold on
Serbia,
a second.
Is he Serbia? Is he? I know he's not Albania. Is he Slovenia? I don't know.
I'm looking it up right now.
I don't know where he's from.
Serbian.
He's Serbian.
He's Serbian.
We're convinced that the NBA wants Denver to win the things.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
So they can get better ratings and.
Oh, did you see that already?
Yeah.
I just saw people mad at the officials, but they're going to be mad at the officials every game.
Sure, they are.
This is so subjective.
Yes, it is. It is subjective, and both sides, can leave the game blaming the officials in a close game for losing. I don't think you can listen to these games, though, and say that the announcers are prejudiced against the home team like we usually do, especially when you get Harlan for some of them.
Yep.
You get Reggie Miller's all in, very neutral guy, and he's really good, I think. And all of the, Kendrick Perkins has been
loves
all
the
over.
Wolves.
Loves the Wolves, so it's sad. I saw a lot of people bashing him about something. How could you not like Kendrick?
Kendrick?
He's great.
He's got hot takes. That's what I like about him.
Yeah.
He's not afraid, but
he's not just, he's not Stephen A. Smith hot takes. I need a hot take. He has strong opinions that are actual.
Yep.
It's not like.
Right.
And.
Right, because it's all basketball.
God bless the guys that have managed to make millions of dollars saying stupid stuff, but they don't believe it. Kendrick's telling you what he sees, and he believes it.
And in the Wolves' case, he's turned out to be right.
Yeah, that's right.
He was singing their praises months ago. The ant thing to me is the funniest thing now, because everyone's now.
Now, is he the face of the NBA?
Come aboard.
I told you this last night on a phone call. I'm listening to post game after the. When I'm driving home on Saturday night, and I'm listening to National Telecast, is he going to be the face? Who gives a damn? Talk about the game. Is he going to be the face of the? We got the face of the NBA, and this is Ant's team, and this is we have to declare that this is somebody's team. And now it just drives me nuts because it's all crap. It doesn't mean anything. It's he's the face of the NBA. Well, he isn't going to be the face of Trojans condoms, I'll tell you that. So, and it doesn't, I don't care, but, let's cool it just a bit. But he's been fantastic. There's no doubt.
He's incredible.
It. Yep. And when he's making shots, he had one real clunker against Phoenix, game two, right?
Yeah.
3 for 12.
Well, he did
something.
A lot, but yes, he couldn't shoot.
Yeah, he didn't
shooting
make
was
shots.
Bad.
But when he's making that little mid-range jumper, which is back, by the way.
Well,
people are now, it's legal to
I
shoot
said that's
it
what
again.
I love, is 5 years ago you would have been out of the league.
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't have been the face of the league. You would have been ejected.
No, that's right.
The
you
Rockets.
Can't be shooting that 14-footer, that little spin around and take it and... when you make it, there's nothing wrong with the mid-range when you make 80% of them.
Phil gave me a great stat today that Ant actually, his biggest jump is in the regular season, he's meh with that shot. In his playoff career, he's been great.
Yep.
That he starts to hit it in the playoffs.
He, despite the fact that we praise his competitiveness, which is there, the first half he'll coast. A lot in the regular season, and how many times did he have 8 at halftime and ended up with 33, And in the playoffs, he's playing all the time, but it's also, it appears he's smart enough to figure out what they're doing to him. Because now this time, they ambushed him with him in the first half because he's the only guy that took any shots, Who had the quote about, you didn't make any shots. Who had the quote about it? Somebody says, well, Ant took them all or something like that. Was that Carl Anthony Towns or somebody? I saw a quote about.
Yeah, I don't remember.
He didn't make it. Maybe Conley. I think
it might have been Conley because Mike was sitting right by him at the podium.
And he said,
you didn't see Conley said it.
The first half. And he says, well, that's because he took them all or something like that.
Yes, right? Conley said that.
Man, they're a lot better when the other team leaves him open for 2 seconds and he can make that three.
But you're right. He did figure out, instead of just giving in to the doubles.
Yes.
He figures that out.
Yeah.
Or they do for him. I don't know.
He's got the great hesitation, too, when he's going and they think he's ready to pull up and then he goes around him and shoots a layup.
Man, is he fun to watch, though.
Oh, God, he's good. He's something. And I think it helps probably that he's, outside of everything else, he's empty-headed, He's really focused on basketball, and he's not dwelling on his, when the game's over, he'll talk about it. When he's asked about it on the post-game, he'll talk about his place in the game. But I don't think when he's playing, he's worried about his place in the game or whether he's going to
He doesn't have a lot of internal strife.
No, I don't think
he's
so.
He's not thinking about when basketball. No.
No, I'd like to meet some of his – I'd like to talk to some of his grade school teachers. See what his attention span was.
God. Yeah.
See what his attention's – see how much – chaos he caused.
I bet he was a fun classmate.
Oh, God, I bet it was. But that you know, sixth grade, anytime a teacher said anything that he could crack wise about, yeah, he would do it. And I bet his whole goal getting into class was to crack up all his teammates.
He strikes me as a spitball champion, too.
Through
the pen?
Yeah,
I bet he was great to spitball.
Yeah, he was, he might be Spicoli. He might have a pizza delivered to the grade door, too, or something.
I'm telling you, forget Jordan. I don't really care about that. He's as close to Puckett in this town as I've seen.
Yep. Same attitude.
Same attitude. The stakes get higher.
Mm-hmm.
He gets better, which we're notoriously not known for in this town.
No. And plus, the exchange, he doesn't seem sensitive in any way about the verbal jabs of teammates. He invites the verbal jabs of teammates.
Yep.
And Puck was the best ever I've ever been around as an athlete.
Yep.
At that, because I always have said, you go to spring training. Now we got guys wearing 80 that make the team, but, you know, you'd be there the second week of spring training and he'd walk in the clubhouse and the guys with 88 would be, hey, fatty, and stuff like that. You know, I mean, they'd be giving him jabs and he'd be inviting it. You know, he was the best at that I've ever seen. And that is the comparison for sure.
And guys love him.
Yeah,
opponents love him. He's killing them, and they're like, hey, yeah,
yeah. I mean, Kevin Durant was, you know,
laughing.
And after they got eliminated, he basically talked about, you know, this is how he's just too good. You know, basically, he gave him a lot of praise,
yep,
up there on the podium after the game. It's nice about in the NBA, to some degree, is this league where they whine about everything. During the game, they complain about every foul. They don't like every foul. But they have an easier time giving each other sincere credit as athletes,
mm-hmm,
than the other leagues do, I think. You know, the other leagues will throw it out there, but it's... I don't find it to be as sincere, you know, as in the NBA. Because, I mean, Durant's looking in the mirror and says, I'm 36.
Right.
You know, my time is winding down here. I mean, the Olympic team that they put together is basically an old folks team giving it one last hurrah before the new generation takes over. And,
yep,
and Edwards is what... How many young guys are on? The first-timers, Edwards and, I don't know, Booker's on it, too. But mostly it's, you know, LeBron's doing it.
And Ant's going to remind every one of them that he probably went farther in the playoffs than them.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And that they're old man. I'm sure he's going to remind them how old they are, too. Do we know if Cat's going to play with the Dominican Republic or whoever played with last time again?
I don't know.
I don't, probably not. He did it once. They might not be in the tournament.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah, I don't know.
Is Gobert?
They probably aren't.
Is Gobert playing?
I don't think so. He didn't play with France in the World Championships last year. He was going to, and then he backed out.
Yeah.
And which was good, because I think he had...
I'd rather he doesn't play. Ant can play. Ant's still young.
But Gobert had to get healthy and also, you know, rest. Yeah. You know, so he wanted to play for France, but he just... I mean... You're asking a lot of these guys that play until June and then take 3 weeks off and have to go to Olympic training camp.
Yeah.
You're asking a lot.
To play in essentially another playoff environment, too. That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and because it's, you know, when they took the Dream Team over there, they had like one or two halfway competitive games. But now it's... You know, now you got some teams that'll give you some trouble, even with the, and especially with the team they selected, because this was not, to me, this is not their A team, because they got so much age on it that it's like, you know, you got to, Steph and LeBron and Durant all said, hey, let's do it one more time.
Right.
You know,
it's a thank
Steph's
you.
Steph's never done it.
Really?
Yeah, he's never been on the Olympic team.
Interesting.
LeBron is, you got to give LeBron credit. He'll play. Man, he played a lot of minutes this year.
Yeah.
He had a hell of a year. He really did.
I think if you trace the ascension of Ant's career, though, one very important marker is going to be playing for the U.S. last summer.
Yes.
I think he realized he could dominate top competition by himself.
Yeah. They didn't win it, right? Did they win it last?
I'd have to look. But I watched a bunch of games, and he was the guy
they were talking about.
Yeah. I think it clicked.
And that was, but none of the old Warriors were on that team, right?
No.
No, it was kind of a young guy's generation team.
He took it over.
Who's the coach?
Of the U.S. team?
Yeah, I don't know who the coach is.
I'll see how Ants.
Is it Kerr?
It might be Kerr. It might be. I don't pay a lot of attention to.
No, I don't either.
But Olympic stuff.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Krzyzewski would probably wish he was back one more time. He's still alive to the spotlight, man.
He's got those ads now.
He still loves the spotlight.
They finished fourth at the 2023 FIBA World Cup.
Yes.
He led Team USA 18.9 points per game and 4.6 rebounds. Mm-hmm. But I watched a bunch of that, and I think he said to himself, I might be better than I think.
Yeah, they need me. They need me. His post game with Kat when he dropped the mother of all profanities though will never be topped.
Don't MF and fuck. And what was great was he did the casual conversation.
Yeah.
He didn't do it like he was trying to.
No.
I love a guy that can drop an MF as part of a casual conversation.
What did he say? You only had three fouls? Yeah. I've told you.
And then his last thing was don't F and foul. But it's not like he's not saying the F word is like a punctuation.
Yes.
It's just
it's part of the language.
It's part of how I talk.
Yes.
He definitely has his faults, but what I like about him is in those cases, he just sort of embraces them.
Yeah. And
he doesn't try to clean it up for you.
I'll tell you what, the way this team has been prepared to play basketball this season is good, I'm not a big coaching, you know, this guy does a, you know, Phil Jackson and the, you know, his offense and stuff. The way they have prepared so that they don't really need Conley, they don't really need that other point guard. I mean, they got one and they can play him a little bit now, but when Conley's out of there, Ant runs the show. And half the time when Conley's on the court, Ant runs the show. And they got they figured out things that are not traditional as far as running, you know, who's got the ball, what they're doing.
Well, their defense.
Yeah, they guard people. I mean, they really have. And Edwards, that's, I think, more than his offense has picked up his defense, you know.
Yes.
And that's good because you don't want him working that hard 82 games. You don't want him to play. You don't want him to have to kill himself on both ends of the court for 34 minutes during the regular season.
No.
You know, so, you know, getting the eight in the first half is fine during the regular season, but he's really guarded people well without fouling that much. And so what are they now we can start worrying. What do they do? Do they pay $109 million and keep everybody? An extra $109 million and keep
everybody? Who's making the decisions?
Glenn is until
if
somebody else is.
But Glenn supposedly was the one who said, I got wind that these guys weren't going to keep So is Glenn? I mean, there's a lot of things we don't know.
Ponying up $109 million.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Nobody who says, no owner who says, I don't want to pay $109 million in luxury tax is cheap.
Well,
that's not being cheap. If they win, they're probably going to have to do it.
I got news for you. If this team wins it or goes as far as, you know, that they potentially can, be prepared because revenue streams have to increase.
Yes.
Like if you win the championship and you don't pursue a venue of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be crazy. Like there's a lot. There's a lot to come here.
Oh, God, yes.
This is going to come with a price. I just think it's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it would, you know, if you're gonna start the stadium campaign, you can't break up the team. That's for sure.
No, but that's what I'm saying is I think keeping the team together means you've got to start that campaign.
Yeah,
and there's
then it also probably reduces the amount of money you can throw into the new ballpark too, or the new stadium, in the new arena.
Well, if you're going around with a championship parade, I'd take my chances on that one.
Yeah, we're
and your TV deal.
Because
you can't go back.
They're done now. They're done with Bally's.
You can't. Yeah, and I think the Wild has a year left, but I've seen that they supposedly are going to get out as well because you can't go back if it's not on the major cable carrier.
No, Victory, but it hurts baseball more than any because of the age of the the audience. You know,
I am now seeing tweets. From the shut-ins, and I'm not joking.
No.
Grandpa, grandma's calling grandson.
In those 79 counties out of 82 that voted for Trump, it's a old, white, baseball-loving audience that goes to the town ball game, and they all have cable.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the cable holdouts, and it's the Wolves. The younger generation of Wolves fans, the somewhat younger generation of hockey fans, they'll figure stuff out. But the old timers who've just turned on, you know, the cable they still got the box with the, you know, cable.
Like I still have the box.
You know, they still watch VCR tapes and stuff like that.
Yep. So. We miss Sid. Sid would be pounding the table.
That's right. Of course, now for the campaign for the new stadium. So I'm very worried about the new arena and not paying for it as much as where they're going to put it.
Yep.
If Minneapolis doesn't have the money, Hennepin County doesn't have the money anymore.
Yep.
And Minneapolis is going to raise their, you know, because commercial real estate's in the tank. Minneapolis has basically told us if you're living in the city, you're going to gouge you more on your taxes, property taxes. I'm really worried that what happens to downtown if they end up, because I can see if A-Rod and Lori get the team going out to Egan.
Yep.
You know, building it out there next to, as close as they can to Ziggy.
And you're right by the airport, and the teams would love it.
Oh, yeah, they would. And but it would kill downtown.
Oh God, yeah, it's terrible. But if you go as far as this team possibly can, and to your point, you don't immediately want to have to break up that roster. Then, you're crazy if you don't try and tap into the goodwill.
The place to do it, but it's 7 or 8 years from now. You could build it right where that. You know where the garbage burner is. They want to get rid of the garbage burner.
Oh, do they now?
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know where they're going to get the money to. First, they got to cost hundreds of millions to demolish it.
Yep.
You know, but they don't want.
That's behind Target Field, right?
Yes, over behind Target Field. Yeah.
You once spent, what was it, 3 years refusing to refer to Target Center as Target Center?
Yeah, I said the. The arena next to the garbage burner.
I think you got away with that for at least three years.
The arena next to the garbage. That was, you know, when I was fighting the fact that you had commercial names on stadiums, you know.
We got
that's a long time ago, man.
So when the Metrodome became the Metrodome at Mall of America Field,
yes.
You know, we started off in our Vikings coverage by blowing off the mall, right? Until we got a call from the mall, who was a major sponsor in the Star Tribune, and all of a sudden we were calling it the Metrodome at Mall of America Field.
Yes, and that happened. That happened.
Target probably called on you.
Yeah, they did. But remember when the USA Today was the first publication, really, to start using the full titles of arenas or sponsors or like golf tournaments instead of the Kentucky Derby presented by such and such.
Oh, the bowl games are the worst.
Bowl games, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're terrible because we don't know which one it is,
right?
You know, because they've changed titles like 14 times.
Right.
But what time are we not? Are we supposed to kick off at 8:30 tomorrow night or tonight?
Tonight. I think that's right. Yeah, I see it.
Which means
a pregame show sometimes.
8:45, 8:50.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not going to start on time. They never ever start on time. Hockey's notorious for that.
Yeah, that was great. That was great that the starting time they had Sunday. Saturday. It was great.
Looks like 6:30 for Pacers Knicks, 9:00.
Oh God.
For Wolves.
So we're gonna have to wait 9:15. For the Pacers and Knicks to get done.
Yeah. The Pacers and Knicks will slog through their game.
Don't expect to read about this one in your morning paper.
No. Twins. So it ended, but they did win the series. I'll give them that.
They did win the series, and you felt the vibe depart when they had the bases loaded, nobody out in the second inning, and didn't score.
I was talking to you.
Didn't score, and said,
"You were watching. I was listening."
I said, "This is bad. They haven't done that.
You did
now for 12 games. They haven't." And they had the guys coming. They had Castro. Those guys have been hot coming up too. They had the.
Yep.
They had their best. What
was it? Strikeout,
coming.
Strikeout, and Miranda, I think, grounded
a
pitcher.
Chopper. I was getting ready to throw in my Sunday column, throw an accolade in for Miranda rescuing his, showing up. He had 4 hits.
And yep.
He was awful yesterday. God, he couldn't hit the ball with a shovel yesterday. And now they got to face Seattle, which has got really good pitching.
You know,
not much hitting, but not much hitting right now.
Yeah, Castillo tonight and Gilbert. Who's got an ERA under 2 on Thursday?
He's fantastic. He's terrific. Is this a 4-gamer?
4-gamer.
Oh, really? Wow.
I think we end with a Thursday afternoon
game. Okay. Yeah, Gilbert's great. And Castillo's candidate to start the All-Star game. He's good. So, yeah, this is a step up in competition here. And this team does not, Paddock pitched a really good game. Kind of surprised me. Boston's missing half their lineup, so they're not really good.
And they're pitching.
Hitting-wise, their pitching's good.
No, but their starting pitching is decimated right now.
Yeah, right. That's true. They still got good pitchers. But, Simeon Woods Richardson is not a big league starter. He pitched the other day and he was out there, I don't know how many pitches, but he had like 3 swings and misses. He doesn't have anything they miss. You know, the modern pitcher has to have something that they miss,
Can't be a slop baller anymore?
No, well, it's not. He throws 92, 93, right. But it's the breaking ball is not, very good. And the changeup might be his best pitch, but he's just not going to get you to the finish line. And the guy they like in St. Paul got rocked yesterday, Festa. So he
did he get
rocked?
Yeah, okay.
He gave up 6 runs and 3 1/3 or something like that. Boy, the fans were outraged about going cheap on the starting pitching, and they were right. If you'd kept Sonny, you'd be looking pretty good because Sonny's been great for St. Louis.
He got hurt in spring training, and since he came back, he's been fantastic.
Yeah, he's been outstanding.
He's an SOB.
Yeah, he is.
He's a surly cuss.
When his stuff is good. Yeah, he is. He's
I love that about a pitcher.
He's a great, a lot of people, they talk about pitchers who never give in. He's the prototype, man. He'll throw that break. You can never get him into a fastball count because he ain't throwing it, you know.
Yes.
And Boston, they say the reason the Boston's pitching's been so good, they never throw fastballs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they throw breaking balls. And I was talking to Falvey a little before the series, and I said, hey, they don't throw many five fastballs, I guess. And he said, never. They never throw fastballs. So their pitching coach, Andrew Bailey. But, hey, they rescued the season by winning 12 in a row. Now we'll see what happens. But at least it caused you to pay attention again.
Yeah. Yeah, just as we lost the games on TV, it caused me to pay attention.
Yeah, it's true. I talked to Provis in the elevator, and he's a little somber.
I feel awful for that guy. They put him on a conference call and told him to announce streaming restrictions are over.
Yes.
If I was Provis, I'd be pissed at him.
Yes, because I think at that time, MLB had told him, don't worry, we'll take care of it. Yeah. And we'll do the same thing we did. And then supposedly MLB called them back and said, take whatever you can get. We don't want to do it this year.
I wonder what happened.
Well, I think there were too many of them. There were too many of them. But there's 15 and 12 of them. 15 are on Bally, right?
Yeah, teams. Well, that's the thing is, and right now there's 15 teams that aren't on Comcast. And Comcast, you know, Xfinity's huge. Mm-hmm. That's the thing is baseball just going to sit back and...
Yeah.
Allow this to continue. Like this
15,
is a.
So Xfinity's in 15 in the market?
Yeah. Then? Yeah. Really? They carry. Yeah. Because Comcast is the parent company. Yes. I don't know why they changed the name. I'm sure.
Well, what does the Bally app do for me then?
Nothing. Because they
Nothing. If I don't have one of their delivery services, which is DirecTV, Fubo, and that's it. Right
as now, far as I know,
yeah,
because Midco has also lost it.
Mm-hmm.
So I
and
don't.
Midco's kind of a rural,
but
right?
But Midco's what you're talking about,
yeah,
with
out the country
out in the country,
yeah.
You know, baseball fans,
and they're trying to get Midco to do the same thing,
yeah.
Put it on a higher.
But the problem with the whole thing is we're talking about a company that should just be shuttering itself. It was going to shutter.
Yes.
Until it got that Amazon deal, and now they're like, "No, we're still alive." But
who's on Amazon?
It's not. That's the problem. It's not done yet. Amazon is supposed to be the eventual streaming arm.
But the Twins and other teams have not. MLB has not given Amazon any streaming rights. Right?
As far as I know, zero. And the problem is this: Diamond/Bally has streaming agreements with some baseball teams. The Twins aren't one. What the Twins should have done was they should have made sure they cut a deal that Bally's app could stream the games, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So the Twins still have that in their back pocket, but because of that, no one can just stream. So previously, like with Comcast, I could stream Twins games through Comcast.
Yes.
Now that that's gone, I can't stream Twins games.
When you're on cable, though, how do you then stream? You just get
because I've got
app.
The sign.
You just get the app.
I've got the Comcast, so I can go in and sign in as a Comcast customer.
Oh, okay, because you're paying.
But I'm streaming through Comcast.
What's your monthly Comcast these days?
And this includes high speed as well.
Internet. That's what I got, and it's about 120 for that.
It's like 315. Total.
But that's with the that's
yeah,
with
and that's
the
with all the stuff Dawn gets for with HBOs and stuff like that.
Well, that's why I bailed on them because they were over 300 because we had everything. You know, that's when Showtime was separate and and HBO was separate and Stars was separate and Cinemax was they were all separate.
Oh.
But I have no idea what our. The bride told me proudly the other day that she canceled three apps that were costing us $22 a month. That's a small dent in the number of apps we have.
Yeah, we canceled some app, but then we got another. I can never figure that one out.
They keep juicing up the price though.
But all I want is the ability to watch the damn baseball games, and in 2024, it shouldn't be this difficult.
No, it should not. And baseball is now, but the NHL and the NBA have the same problem? It's just not their season for having the problem?
Well, they have streaming.
They have streaming.
They have streaming
deals
through the app.
So in other words, if I could stream Wild next year, you could stream.
But the problem with that one was that app, according to people who had it, was
terrible.
Awful.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, they had the cheapest. I know when they first said you can get them on the app, people were screaming on Twitter about, did it break?
It doesn't work half the time. It goes away halfway through.
And we'll be back with the third period. You never see him
because
again.
Shockingly, a bankrupt company has no infrastructure to run it correctly.
No, and they're not going to spend a lot of money for it.
You know
what was with that? When did Sinclair buy it from Fox?
Oh, they bought it
8-9 years ago.
No. They bought it through Disney. So Disney got it, but Disney got it
from Fox.
It violated antitrust rules because you can't own as much as they owned. So they sold to Sinclair probably 4 years ago.
Didn't they see it coming when they paid that much money? You ever look around?
Didn't McClatchy see the decline of the newspaper business coming when they bought the Star Tribune and all those papers?
That was, 15, 20 years ago.
But they were still hoping the internet would go away.
Yes,
the
that's
greatest
true.
Strategy of all time.
Give it away free. That was great. We were talking about that the other day. It was when we first.
It was unbelievable.
When we first started Star Tribune Con, they got it for free. You know, what is amazing about the newspapers is that Google and these people are just allowed to take their stuff.
Star Tribune stuff I can read for free on Google all the time.
Yeah. If you just figure out how to go around it and stuff like that. So what a blunder that was when they started giving it. But when was that? Early 2000s? It's only 20. StarTribune.com started.
It was the 90s.
Late 90s.
Late 90s. Right? And then if you recall.
The internet's only been a thing for since 94 or so, isn't it? 94, 95.
95, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we.
And to get it up, we had to do dial up and wait 8 minutes.
That's what I was going to say.
Wait 8 minutes, we thought.
I don't think I had a home computer that got it until 96 or 97.
Yeah.
And then it was. If somebody called, it knocked you offline.
Yeah, that's right. I remember being other places.
Yep.
Trying to send and going, God Almighty.
Yep.
You know, taking forever. So, yeah. But the computers, I guess we became computer driven in 77, 78.
Oh, for the.
Yeah. When we used to. I always said I was the first guy to take a machine out to send it in 78.
What'd you take?
The first year.
Couplers?
The Texas Instrument, which is...
The big...
I always said, if you ever wanted to know your newspaper's place in the hemisphere of, you know, the guys, for instance, if you were covering a World Series, and every newspaper covered it then, but the guys from... St. Paul, which I was, in Fort Worth, and the suburban newspapers in Detroit, and Akron, and probably Oakland, you know. We all were all bunched up with our crappy Texas Instruments with the two braziers on the top of it.
Yep.
And then the other guys, they had the porta bubbles, the Star
Trash
Tribune,
80s?
The Star Tribune, the New York Times, the Washington Post. They had your status as a newspaper, you could tell by the machine that you were using. And then of course the Trash 80 came around, and that, as far as equality among reporters, sports writers, it was the great equalizer because everybody was using it. But then it was. If you still had the 100 with only 8 lines, if you didn't go to the flip-up that had 16.
Yeah, the flip-up was great.
The flip-up was like a big stand.
Yep.
I had like 8 of them in the basement. And I don't know if Katie had them thrown out or what.
I've still got the one that has the 8 line. It's flat.
Yeah.
I kept mine.
Oh, yeah. I had at least 3 or 4 of the 16s because I kept scrounging them up. And they were great, except if you were in an unwell-lit press box.
Couldn't see it.
You couldn't see the screen. You'd be looking up at the screen to see if there are any typos. Oh, I remember I had the 90 World Series in Cincinnati. I was out in the aux, all of us out in the aux, we couldn't see our computers. You know, there was like a little guy next to me had a flashlight. Look at it. You know, but they were reliable, man. They were great, much more so than the Texas Instrument. We went right from the Star Tribune. I came in '88, and by then I think we were all using portable. Not portable, but the portable was gone. But the the trash.
Except for Roe.
Roe stuck with it.
Roe stuck with it through like '93.
I can't remember which World Series it was that the dean stuck with it. Jerome Holtzman, though, he stuck with it too. I can't remember. I was sitting with him in the aux box, but in front, not the press box out, not the football press box, but the
In front.
They put you about two, three rows in front.
Yep.
For an aux. Just think of that. Taking away those
in front
seats.
Of the press box.
Press box.
They not above. Oh, I thought they put them all above.
No, there were some of them, but there was two or three rows of
You're
us
kidding
in the
me.
Front. But I was next to Holtzman, and he was still using the portable. He was, and that's when he. I've told this story 100 times. That's when he, the cap came off a couple of his. You know, cause he used to pound it. And the cap would come off. So he decided to super glue the cap on, and he ended up putting super glue down on the, because it had that tray underneath it, and he got the super glue down there. So then when he hit it like that, he got the cap back on, but then the key stuck.
And it was just
the key stuck, and then he had the great eyebrows. He had the greatest eyebrows of all time, the big guy. And before he was done, he had super glue in his eyebrows. His machine wasn't working. Then he had somebody give him a screwdriver, and he was trying to pop the levers off.
Oh no!
And he ended up, and I sent him over to the start. The Star Tribune still had a great guys were so. This had to be '91 because I was at the Star Tribune, and I sent him over there. Where they had this graveyard of porta bubbles, you know, they had dozens of them down there. Some of them in good shape, some of them replenished. And he got over there, and the next day he took his machine in, and they gave him one. You know, they gave him one to use. And then for years, like 6-7 years, if he had trouble, he'd ship it to the Star Tribune, and they'd fix it for him, and he'd bring it back.
No kidding.
Or they'd ship him a new one or something, because he became buddies
Our
with these
guys. Our computer department?
Yeah.
The same guys who told me if something was wrong to turn it off and on?
Oh, no, that was... This wasn't Craven. These were the guys down on the ground, you know, who knew something.
Right.
Yeah. So...
Tell me about your favorite place to get a car.
Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Valley Group of GM dealers right now, fully stocked. These are not the days of the pandemic when chips and everything else prevented them from having the stock of new cars that they wanted. They have everything out there. The Yukons, the Hummer EVs, the big full-powered trucks, everything you want, you know, the sedans, then SUV models. They got four or five different SUV models. Here's the other thing. Interest rate, 0.9%, 1.9%, factory rebates, all kinds of good stuff. Jim Paul and Brett Paul, Valley Group of GM dealers, Apple Valley, Hastings, and you can go to the website, ValleyGroupOfGMDealers.com, and see, check out the inventory. Get out there and make yourself a good deal. It's a great time to buy a new vehicle or a used one. They have plenty of those too.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Anyway.
Oh, we have some in-progress breaking news.
What?
During a podcast. Rudy Gobert is not going to play tonight for personal reasons, expected to be having a kid.
Rudy, it's not that important. Get out there and play.
You know.
I think America, when America softened up, was when athletes had to be there for the birth of the children. You know,
there's
just especially with Zoom now.
Well, in a playoff game, I think you got to be there.
You got to be there.
You got to be there. You know, there's something else.
Well, this series is now 1-1. Then
you know, there's something else, Pat. That's called planned pregnancies.
Yeah.
How about some timing?
Yes.
Doesn't mean you got to shut it down.
Mrs. Gobert, take a hint from Scheffler's wife. You know, you think she was going to have a baby during the Masters or the Hilton Head when he was out winning millions of dollars? She just hung in there, waited for him to stop winning tournaments.
This is
disaster.
Big.
It is a disaster, yes.
But
we'll have to all be very sensitive.
Oh, we'll get crap for these comments.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we will.
We'll take a lot of heat.
As I say, I'm an experienced dad from the 1960s when the last person in the hospital to know you had a baby was you. They'd hide you in the...
I've told you. My mom called my dad at home asleep because he's going to work the next day and said, it's a boy.
Yeah, well.
And you know what? Good.
I was having Jim, I think Jim, they were okay. But I was in St. Cloud. We were in St. Cloud for Chris. And it was like they forgot to tell me. They were coming in.
You should have gone to the bar to find you.
Yeah, I'd been, and of course, you know, you wanted to go down and tell your wife how proud you were and still get to the bar, but it was after midnight, so.
No, we'll definitely get heat.
Was down there an hour, you know.
Oh, wait, he's questionable now.
Oh, questionable.
Okay,
maybe she's.
Well, if he's questionable, that's.
Yeah, that's fine.
I have no problem with that.
No, but...
But here's my question. Where is she?
She must be here, isn't she?
Because if she's...
she's in France, we're in trouble.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Exactly.
If the playoffs are coming up and mom's pregnant, you got to get her on the jet over here and have her stay in downtown Minneapolis.
Well, I would imagine she's here.
Yeah, she's got to be
during
here.
The season.
Yeah, she is. She's got.
But I guess
here.
My question is this: is there a so if she's going to give birth, is there a private jet in Denver that's set to go that they'll get him? I mean, it's still a flight.
Yeah, I bet Glenn would give him his plane. Does Lori have
or
a
Lori
plane?
Lori's yeah,
got a
I'm
plane.
I'm sure he's got
they
a plane.
Got a plane. Yeah,
I'm sure he's got a plane.
They can give him a plane.
But I think there does become a time for a conversation about when you're going to leave your team. January? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It's a loser. That argument's a loser.
I know. I've gotten ripped for it before. But it's like these guys that take...
If you go on Twitter and say it sarcastically, nobody appreciates the sarcastically.
But it's like baseball now, when guys will take 3 days off or 4 days off.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said... And who was I? Oh, back when Gardy was here. Mm-hmm. I said, did you get 3 days off? He's like, no.
Mm-hmm. No.
They told you to show up at the ballpark the next day.
Yep. And they were,
But questionable, I'm better with
if
that.
If it was an afternoon game and she wasn't in labor yet, they probably said, yeah, you can stick around here. It's a different world. Talking to the guys from, it'll be fun to ask Tony and some of the guys when I see him where they were. Tony's when his kids were born. He was
probably
limping around the outfield.
Going four for five.
Yeah, right.
That's probably true. What Tony was doing.
That's true. I mean, really, beyond holding a hand, what good is he? What good is the hubby? He's no good. He doesn't help.
I think it actually helps
moral support.
To have like a sister or mom there.
Oh, sure. Heaven, yes. And they'll probably have that, you know. I bet Mrs. Gobert's mom is.
If we had had kids.
Mrs. Gobert's mom.
I am the last person that Dawn would have wanted around for any amount of time.
Especially when this was back in the watch-wearing days when you'd be looking at your watch. Okay, how long is this going to go on? Come on. Let's go here. It's unbelievable. What else? How about our proud PWHL team storming into the playoffs?
We backed in.
Congratulations. Congratulations,
it's like the Ticey story in Washington when he looked at Seifert and the boys and was backing up. He said, what am I doing? And they're like, we have no idea, Mike. He said, I'm backing into the playoffs. Because they had lost the game and still got
in Washington. Yeah,
that's a great story.
We were all sitting there getting ready to rip the living hell out of them, and then they went to Green Bay and won.
Yeah,
yeah, that was the back. You don't get that anymore.
That's what this guy should have done. Was it Ken Klee?
Yeah, Ken Klee. God Almighty.
Man, did they choke?
Do we have any idea what the playoff system is? The number one seed picks its opponent.
Yeah. And what, two games or one game in a championship, right?
Is that it?
I don't know. I mean, it might be series.
You got to play two.
It might be series. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. But it's, I don't think you should start a league until you have nicknames. It's too hard.
The Utah team, the Phoenix or the Arizona Coyotes, are going to play next season without a nickname.
Yes. Why is that?
Because they want to get it right and they basically don't want to rush, which I can see, but it's just weird.
Takes a week. Well,
just get a good. Just get a good name.
Come up with five names and have an online poll.
Well, but then it might be wild.
But yeah, that's true. But then you got technical guys that can give you the nickname you want.
How did
anyway.
We end on wild? Is what I
don't know.
The Voyagers was out there.
Did we end up proudly wearing green and gold 2/3 of our home games, calling ourselves the Wild? If you wanted to be the North Stars.
Because they realized how bad the name was.
Yeah, I know. But this is, why doesn't Dallas sue us for allowing?
Because the league, it's the league.
Well, how can they?
Dallas has nothing to.
What are you doing wearing green and gold?
Awful, though.
Your uniforms.
I hate their colors. Dark green.
I know, but you shouldn't be wearing yellow and green.
This is why when you don't have a good name to choose, find something.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they look at that list and say, you know, these all pretty much suck?
Yeah. Yeah, well, there was.
Which, by the way, we'd been fine with before. Timberwolves is fine. I like Timberwolves.
Timberwolves is a hell of a name. Good name.
Everything that I
Vikings,
feel.
Vikings, great name.
Vikings was
Twins
a great name.
Twins is baseball. It's acceptable, I
guess. Very acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah.
North Stars was great. How did this team end up with Wild?
Yeah, I was ripping it at first and then I don't know. Yeah, and there, as you say, though, we're not proud of it because we don't wear our own gear.
Because that gear sells better, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure it does. But you know, you got to be your age to remember the North Stars.
And no, you're right.
Mine. So why do we still feel the obligation?
The sad thing is this, what I think it's North American Hockey League team that's going to be in Forest Lake, the Mallards. The Mallards is a better name than Wild.
A damn good name.
A great logo.
By the way, the new football league we're in, indoor game.
It's already, mess.
The Minnesota Myth. Did we get any?
Did we play?
They played Sunday at Target Center.
There's supposedly some problems with payments. It's very Saints-like.
Oh, really? Okay. But they're the Minnesota Myth.
Yep.
And one team, the one in Council Bluffs, Iowa, already folded.
Yep.
They played the Rampage, never played a home game.
Yep.
My theory, and I said this on Twitter, is the Rampage scored 58 points, and all the Hawkeye fans says, that's not football.
Where's our punter? Points? Where's our fourth-round punter?
Yeah, we want the punter back in there. That's a season. That's a Big Ten season, 58 points. That's not a game.
The fact that we're still, that anyone is still talking about that stupid fair catch thing for a game that was one of the most pathetically played football
yes,
games.
Yes, right, Dad. Cooper DeJean ended up out of the first round for trying to cheat on a fair catch, I guess. Apparently, recruiting-wise, the Iowa offense is so rotten they can't get any of the transfers, offensive transfers.
And the fat QB left already.
Oh,
he played the spring game and then he transferred.
Oh, he's awful.
I think he was getting booed during the spring game.
Yeah, well, he should be a left guard, not a quarterback, for God's sakes. By the way, they are losing guys going to be the starter of Calianis. He's won the job at Rutgers. Do we play them next year? I don't know if we play Rutgers.
I hope so.
Oh, God, yes. That'll be a battle. That could be a 25-15 battle.
Unbelievable. So, all right. Anything else?
No, I'm good. So, come on, Rudy. Hang in there, buddy. We need you. That would mean too many minutes for Nas. But what? We'll see a little Luka. Might see a little Luka.
Yeah, I'm good with not seeing a little Luka.
I like Luka. Luka's.
And you can name your kid Denver.
Luka's.
How about that?
Yeah.
Name the kid Denver Gobert.
Mm-hmm. Luka's. I think you got to name him Anthony or Ant. Then everybody can call the kid Ant, right?
Well, that's not a bad idea, too.
Okay. But all right. If it's a girl, then
we'll come up with something else.
All right.